Chile, an outpouring of rage against the capitalist system. Thousands took to the streets of Chile on Monday, the 21st of October, to protest against government repression in the face of the social explosion and outpouring of rage which has rocked the country. Earlier protests against the metro fares hike in the capital Santiago, now rescinded, ignited years of accumulated anger over poverty wages, expensive services and the widening inequalities between rich and poor. In Santiago, a massive march was prevented by state forces from heading towards La Moneda presidential palace. Instead, the protesters headed towards the wealthy area of Las Condes and the Escuela Militar, military school. Here they were confronted with the army in deployment of tanks and military personnel carriers. At the time of writing, there has been 11 confirmed dead and 1,500 arrested. In the local communities, fear of attacks has resulted in local neighborhoods coming together to protect themselves. The government of President Sebastián Piñera has now lost all authority and credibility. One minute Piñera speaks of being at war with a powerful internal enemy, the next he calls for dialogue. He and his government of billionaires has been rocked to its core by the massive social explosion which has taken place. Many are now comparing these events to the Caracazo 30 years ago in Venezuela. The outpouring of anger then gave way to the coming to power of Hugo Chavez and the Bolivarian Revolution. While the Piñera government has lost all credibility, no organized alternative yet exists. A welcome step is that the Mesa Social, an umbrella grouping comprising the Colegio de Profesores, the Health Workers Union, the CUT Union Confederation and the No Plus AFP Pensions Movement, has called for a 48-hour strike and protest on 23-24 October. This must now be built on. Local committees of action need to be elected in all communities, workplaces and schools and universities. These need to link together on a citywide national basis, to build for an alternative to Piñera's discredited regime. A program is outlined in the Declaration by Socialismo Revolucionario, CWI, Chile, is essential in order to secure a transformation of Chile in the interests of the working class and the poor.